Today I was walking back to my car and I started getting a bit of anxiety, and I was going, oh, where's that coming from? And I was thinking of stuff in the past and stuff in the future. And it was such a nice day, I thought, I'm ducking for cover and letting the past and the future just fight each other out while I escape into this beautiful day. And I felt immediately better, even if it lasted for about 3 minutes, and then I was back to war with myself over trivial crap. I love this time of year. I might have talked about it. I've talked about it before. But, you can feel everything slowing down. I love the idea of time slowly leaves the rails and you can feel the strictures of the working week grinding to a halt. This fake human-made manufactured reality. Reality land is what I've called it. A tiny human theme park beyond my front door. Where everyone pays bills and runs around, including me, like an idiot. I love this time of year. I love watching especially old movies that are outside of the crap of now. There's so many movies that will be totally forgotten in 10, 20 years from now. But I love those ones from the 80s because the ones that are still around from the 80s have kind of had time to withstand the test of time, and so they were of the time, but they were also kind of timeless too. It's funny because those words seem so cliche, standing the test of time and timelessness, but they still talk to parts of the heart that still understand the heart is ancient and hasn't had any updates. So the heart isn't the latest iPhone, which I'm very thankful for. But yeah, disappearing into another time, or is there a small reminder that I'm alive? There's a beautiful quote by some famous author who said, "The past is a foreign country." And yeah, I really feel that. Like I was talking to a neighbour yesterday. He lives across the street. He's always singing and dancing. He's Macedonian. He brings so much life to the street with a bottle of wine on his front porch and his kids running around, and it's just full of life. And he's maybe a year or so older than me, but pretty much the same age, brought up in the same 80s vibe, and so that whole nostalgia and 80s movies and this guy who reminds me of childhood, even though I hardly know him, but he brings. I know his joy very well. His joy is very familiar, and that's the most important thing. Sometimes I think I'm not really getting caught up in the windmill of this time of year, except for my books, because now because I'm selling my books. Sometimes I don't think I'm a poet anymore. I'm just a glorified retailer, marketing person. Which I'm happy. It's the best problem I've ever had, and I'm so thankful for having one of the best problems I've ever had. I should write something about good problems. Yeah, there are good problems in this world, and that's a good problem. I've been on social media, just creating so much new stuff to try and write a third book. And I feel like it's better than all the stuff I've written. I have to, otherwise would there be no point. Maybe it's just my dumb ego that wants to think that. Of course, I'll find out. Maybe in 2 years from now, I'll go, what a load of crap you just wrote. Why'd you put it out there? Why'd you publish it? Because you never really know. That's what I kind of love as well. I love creativity, my relationship with creativity. It's another thing. It's separate from me. I don't fully understand it. It's just this. It's this entity that I married myself to when I was 20, and I've let it guide me for better or worse. And I felt so stupid for so long. I felt like equivalently giving my life over to creativity from 20, and going to hell with what I'm supposed to do and what all my friends are doing and all that sort of stuff. I gave myself over to it, and I felt like equivalently my stocks were worth about 1 cent following it, but my heart felt full. And all my friends quickly jumped on the $10 stock, which was get a good job, get a promotion, buy a house, do all the things. And I was sort of following that 1 cent stock. And maybe there's some kind of pride in that, some warped sense of pride, jumping on the 1 cent stock. But I thought, I couldn't not. I just like, where will this lead? Who knows? I don't know. And I love how other artists have said in the past, with creativity, you have to try it, and it might take years until you get good. And like Louis C.K. said about how a good comedian, it takes 30 years, so 40 to 50 to become good, and you actually don't know if you'll be good by then, so it's a big risk. Not a risk. You wouldn't want to do anything else. Sometimes these things, you don't have a choice. But, I kind of feel like writing these books and finally finding a voice. Someone said the other day underneath one of my Facebook posts, one of the still posts, because I post video and printed word, and he was underneath the printed post that I'd written, he said, I can hear these actually in your voice. You're onto something. And that was one of the nicest compliments I've ever had, because I struggled for years and years trying to find my voice. Like, what is a voice? How can I find mine? And it felt, is it kind of a branding gimmick? What is a voice? And I'd sort of copy my favorite artists, and I felt guilty for doing that, but now I realize, no, that's what you got to do. You got to copy all your favorite artists, and eventually you write your way or voice your way into your own kind of planet. And because life gets harder as you get older in some ways, and easier as well, but it can get harder. I kind of feel like you survive yourself long enough, and the words start writing yourself, and that's your voice. That's what happens. And that's, I feel like that's happened in the last 2 years. I was telling a friend how 4 years ago, I feel like I've gone up a level in my writing. And then 2 years ago, I said, I feel like I've gone up another level. And then a year ago, I was going, something just keeps making more sense. And the last time I felt like I went up a level was 2012. And then I had 10-year stretch of plateauing creatively. And then finally I broke through again in about 2019-20. So it's about a 10-year stretch of going, I'm not improving, I'm not getting better. And then 21, I got better. 22, I got better. And I felt, in my late 40s, things started to be more clear and murkier at the same time. But I kind of feel like, finding my voice and getting onto doing these videos and stuff, which I never thought I'd be a talker or a, because I've always had to think before I say something. I need to write stuff down. I'm a terrible, I'm not a quick wit, and I don't mean that to sound fake modest. My brother's really funny. He's so fast and funny, but I have to think. I have to sit down and think and string things together. So doing these things is so unnatural for me, but that's kind of what helped as well, doing these weird podcasts. And I've got a lot of good ideas in the last, I've been doing this for 3 years now, 4 years, 3 years, and I've got so many good ideas by talking shit to anyone who's listening to this. And it's weird, like sometimes I get people saying, oh, I listen to your podcast, and go, what, I can't believe that, I feel like I'm just talking to myself. Even though there are people there, you know, commenting on YouTube or Spotify or whatever, I still don't think I'm just talking to myself. It's been helpful. Yeah, finding your voice for me was actually talking. Actually talking. When TikTok suggested to me 3 years ago, do 1 minute videos and see what happens. And that's when I started getting, like, I got millions of views on some of my stuff. And I was like, I'm just going to start talking and see what happens. I was a sucker for the attention of millions of followers, not followers, millions of viewers. And I was like, what? I always thought, when I saw things go viral in the 2010s, and I thought, I'm a creative person, I've got ideas, but I'm never going to go have anything viral, because everything that seemed to go viral, I didn't like, or I didn't get, or I got it, but it's like, I wouldn't even think about making that. I think that was stupid. And so, yeah, times are changing as well in what gets traction and what doesn't get traction. I feel like there's something new happening in the air with social media. And maybe, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.